Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, college football season is about to kick off, and the guide is out. We have you covered with the college football bowl guide. Picks on the spread and total of every bowl game from Brett Musburger. Steve Mackinnon has power rankings for every team. Applebaum will give you insight into bowl betting strategy. And Adam Burke will give you an advantage if you're part of the bowl confidence pools as well. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. Check out the college football bowl betting guide out today. Must have VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here we go. Every Thursday at this time, Brad Powers joins the show. Professional sports bettor, college football handicapper. Brad, thanks for the time as always. Let's begin with the two playoff games that we have coming up on New Year's Eve. How have you bet the Ohio State-Georgia game, if you already made a bet? And right now I'm looking pretty much across the board. It's 6.5 everywhere on Georgia's side. Where do you think this number eventually closes?
First off, good morning, guys, and it is Hello. The best time of season. It's bowl season. A lot of people are scared of it. I'm not. I embrace the uncertainty that's going on in the market right now. As far as the two playoff games, with the Ohio State-Georgia game, obviously there were sevens available on that Sunday. You know what I took. I took the seven with the Buckeyes there. Now, does a seven, you know, do we see it again? We might. I mean, obviously, I would say that, you know, the public's probably going to want to be on Georgia because, you know, recency bias. The last time they saw the Buckeyes, they were getting blown out in the second half against Michigan. And Georgia's been, you know, the number one team in the country, and Georgia's playing close to home. So we might still see a seven pop back up. But guys like myself will just re-bet Ohio State there. So yeah. I think we'll be sitting tight as far as that. I also lean over. I think Ohio State's passing attack can get after Georgia a little bit there. And then vice versa. I think, you know, Georgia's offense will have success against Ohio State's defense. So lean over. The more intriguing move to me, and we kind of talked about this before we came on, was the early TCU money. It was, to me, a take 10 with TCU, a lay 7 situation. We were right there, you know, for a day or so. Right in between 8, 8.5, 9. I didn't expect to see too much line movement, to be honest with you. For some reason, a group must have liked TCU, drove that down to 7 at a particular sports book where you guys are broadcasting from. And old Brad Powers bet Michigan -7. I'm okay with laying that. It's just what we've been saying all year. I think TCU is overrated. So just about almost every game that I could go through, The scoreboard was better than the box score for TCU.
We talked about that yesterday. A little surprising to us that the number did not creep up closer to 10 than come down to 7, which is what it did. I thought it would go the other way.
And you thought it would continue to climb on Michigan? Or?
Yeah, I thought it would. Before it moved closer to, you know, and touched 7, I thought the number would touch 10 before it would hit 7.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah. When it was sitting kind of in that dead zone, I thought, it'll go to 10, and I'll be betting TCU plus 10. I'll take a flyer on that, but it didn't. It was opposite, and look, bet numbers, not teams. I laid 7, and it didn't last too long. It's not that I moved it with the super high limits at Circa, but I wasn't alone. Let's just put it that way. It's not sitting at 7 anymore.
Hey, Brad, on that note of betting numbers and not teams, we say that all the time. Something to live by. You, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you've had the gap between Georgia and Ohio State pretty much 3 points all year long, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So if the number was never 7 anywhere, do you think at this point you would have taken 6.5, or just it would have been a waiting game the whole time to see if you can get 7?
Yeah, waiting game to get 7. If I had to, you know, if we got closer to game day and I just didn't think it was ever going to show, then I would still bet 6.5, 6. So, I mean, if you want to bet it, go ahead, but I'm here to tell you, I don't expect to see too much line movement here for the next couple weeks. If I'm giving anybody advice right now, hold that money. There'll be some better bets along the way here in the next couple weeks before we even get to that game.
I'll tell you what's nuts. If it's Ohio State, Michigan for all the marbles, but several books have this up with the look ahead lines, even though they just played and Michigan won on the road by 3 touchdowns, and I understand they would then be coming off a big win against Georgia, but Ohio State would be laying 2.5 against Michigan. What would you do with that? What do you think the public would do?
I would bet Ohio State minus 2.5. I'll probably make that bet, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to see, you know, what shakes out in some of the other bowl games. But, yeah, I would lay 2.5. Number one, people are going to overreact to what they just saw. I mean, yes. Well, how could you lay it with the Buckeyes? Well, they were a 9-point home favorite. That means on a neutral, they would have been 6 points better than Michigan, and they had one bad half. You're not changing teams' power ratings that much. In addition to that, and this is a little bit in the weeds, well, to get to that national title game, what would have to happen? Ohio State would have to beat Georgia. Mm-hmm. You're going to be upgrading significantly, mm-hmm. probably, Ohio State's power rating. Michigan could win by 3 and still win the national title game, and you could be downgrading Michigan's power rating. So that's a little in the weeds there, but yeah, 2.5, I would be laying it. Public's going to want Michigan, but the pros like myself would like Ohio State.
Yeah, great answer. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. College football expert Brad Powers, our guest, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. You've been tweeting about this all week. 16 unders in a row, Army and Navy. But as you point out, at this current number of 33, 32.5, it'd be 9-7 to the over. What's your opinion on the Saturday game?
Yeah, I know trends are fun to talk about. Trends, you know, if they're pertinent and they're not properly priced into the market, okay, then maybe they're actionable. But in this case, they're actionable in reverse. I mean, I think the trend is having too much market influence in this case. And look, I mentioned it's the lowest total in this stretch by far, the 32.5. You could have a very low scoring, slow paced game, 17-16, and you're going over that 32.5 total. So I get that. But let's extrapolate it to the Service Academy games, because that's another trend that's out there. Every Service Academy game since 2005, 43-9-1. Again, out of all that big sample size, the 53 games, this is the lowest total out of all those games. And 34 of those 53 games would have went over this total, almost two-thirds of the game. So, again, it's something that was fun betting into for several years when they're opening the lines in the 50s. It would close in the 40s, and it just got lower and lower each year. Now, I mean, look, we've seen a little bit of under money, but not too much. I just think you need a perfect game for it to go under. I mean, you can't have a couple of turnovers, set up short fields that lead to scores. And, you know, look, I'm bugging the trend here, so I'm setting myself up for, you know, failure if it's 10-7. But I just think, you know, if you took away the trend, this total would be sitting in the low 40s, not the low 30s. So I'm looking for discounts. I think there's a discount if you want to bet the over here.
It's a great answer. You know what that's like, Paul? That's like the Broncos in the NFL. At some point, if the total creeps down to 30.5, let's say, you're going to have to say, I have to bet the over. I mean, this is nuts for an NFL game, kind of like what we have with Army-Navy right now dipping that low.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, 11-1 for Denver and those totals. I get it, and people – you know, are going to question that. Well, you're just, you know, you're going to get, I hope you like losing, because I mean, that's all it does is go under. But again, my job is to find discounts, not pay premiums. And again, you're paying a premium if you want to bet under on Army Navy.
Yeah, that's a good, interesting discussion. And also, I see your Army Navy and I raise you Iowa, Kentucky. I mean, but how low can you put a total? You mentioned everything has to go right, but now it's 31.5. We have a third string quarterback against a backup quarterback.
That one I'll probably end up betting over as well, because you're dealing with backup quarterbacks. So what do backup quarterbacks do? Sometimes they turn the football over. So I get it. You're going to get really bad quarterback play. So to me, we'll see how far that goes. I haven't bet it yet, but you want to talk about uncertainty. That would be an exhibit A as far as a game. You don't know what you're going to get. And here's the thing. I'll say on the Iowa behalf, How much worse can the quarterback play get? I mean, I know they're going to be down to a third string guy, but you know, the quarterback play wasn't good to begin with.
Might be an upgrade here.
I don't know about that, yeah. But I don't think it's a several point downgrade.
How do you handicap the Fenway Bowl with Louisville, the Wasabi Bowl at Fenway with Louisville and Cincinnati now?
That's a good question. That's another uncertainty game. You know, a lot of these I'm going to treat like NFL preseason, so I'm going to go under. When there's a lot of uncertainty, you got players opting out, you got backups. Well, backups aren't as skilled as the starter, so I'm going under for a multitude of reasons because of what I just said.
All right.
And also, Fenway Bowl. Last I checked, it's outside. It's Boston, Massachusetts. It's December. I don't know what the field condition is going to be like for the game. You know, baseball stadium, you know, with a football field, what are the dimensions? So, under for me.
Okay. And you had a great call, too. You're on with Tim Murray and Sean King. You laid 6.5 and 7 with LSU. Why were you so confident that Brohm was going to leave?
Yeah, I followed recruiting, and Louisville has one of their best classes in school history, and I wondered why, because Satterfield was on the chopping block in the middle of the season. I mean, had they not, you know, won a few games towards the stretch, I thought he was going to get fired. And I asked myself, well, why is this recruiting class still so good? And it wasn't necessarily Satterfield. I think there's some back channels between some boosters, Adidas, Steve Clarkson, who runs a lot of passing camps. His son's going to Louisville as a quarterback. I just, you know, reading the tea leaves, I thought there was something else going on, and Jeff Brohm made sense.
Wow, and now that number's up to 10.5.
Yeah.
I think it might close higher. I think it might go towards 13. Another thing isn't just the anti-Purdue. It's actually a pro-LSU, and I mentioned this when I was doing the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kayshon Booty was a guy I thought would leave the LSU team in November. I thought he was, you know, definitely gone from that program. He's coming back.
Yeah.
So if the guy that you expect to leave is the guy coming back, that tells me the locker room's in good shape. And LSU is not going to want to close the season on 3 straight losses.
Good point. I was watching the show live this week when you came on with Tim and Sean, and I bet it. I laid 8 immediately as soon as you were talking about that. Brad's going to stick around for one more segment. We'll run all these point spread moves past Brad coming up next. He'll tell you the reason for the move. And there's a lot of them, by the way. I don't know, what, a dozen, 13, 14 moves? That's coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
we can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. As always, please support the sponsors and sign up now.
We continue one more segment here with professional sports bettor, college football handicapper Brad Powers on the show. We'll get into line moves with the bowl games and why they moved, if you bet some of them coming up in a second. How are you looking at the Golden Nugget contest out here?
Yeah, I mean, third and sixth, I got two different entries. You know, people are like, ah, you're probably just using the same picks. No, probably only like two out of the seven each week. I use the same. So I'm having a good year. I'm in good position. And there's still 5 weeks left, believe it or not. So
wow.
35 picks to make a move here. So it's interesting because a lot of people that just do college only, they start struggling because it's more pro than college at this point. And then you're going to get a ton of stale lines with the bowl games that obviously you take advantage of.
Yeah, so typically going back over the years, this week, you know, with only Army-Navy, how have you done when you, you know, pivot from basically all college football or mostly college football into using nothing but NFL?
So there's a big misperception about me. I am a college guy, but I'm actually historically better in the NFL. So this is a moving week for me. I'm going to jinx myself and go 0-7, but no. I'm going to do well this week.
Wow, damn. Okay. I knew that you were good on both, but I didn't know that you were better on the NFL than college football. Okay, let's get some of the reasons for the moves here. And some are probably self-explanatory. Other reasons might be a little bit below the surface. But for example, Oregon State opened up 5.5 against Florida. They're now laying 10.5 or 11. Did you bet this game?
I did not. So this is one I did not get to that early line move. I thought the 5.5 point spread was pretty fair. I thought it was assuming that, you know, Anthony Richardson was questionable. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's out. But what I didn't realize is how many guys are out. I mean, they're expecting, you know, as many as 15 guys out for Florida. And then, obviously, game probably means more to Oregon State and Jonathan Smith. Florida's out recruiting. It's a short window between the end of the season and this bowl game. So I have not, you know, played back any Florida. You might power rank say that that's the play here. What I would bet right now at the current numbers, I would go under. Again, if Florida's to, you know, playing with a backup quarterback, I just don't see a pathway to much success there.
Okay. Toledo open 1 against Liberty. They're up to 5. The Hugh Freeze news. And plus, Liberty limped to the finish line. It was ugly.
Oh. It was. Again, my power rankings are screaming Liberty here, but I haven't bet Liberty. I think general rule, it used to be, well, you know, interim coaches, I mean, sometimes you want to play on, sometimes you want to play against them. Is the interim got a shot at the, you know, the full-time gig type of thing? Will the players rally around? I'm in the, you know, the thought process now, I just want to fade every interim coach because, you know, it's substitute teacher effect. Kids are going to hit the transfer portal. I don't know how much locked in they are. Staffs are looking for different jobs. So I understand the line move. Again, it's another one that's a big move. I'm not a part of that one.
Okay. South Alabama opened 3.5 against Western Kentucky. They had a hell of a year. 10-2 this year. Lost at UCLA, last second field goal in the close loss at home to Troy. Now it's up to 7.5.
Yeah, Austin Reed, the starting quarterback for Western Kentucky, is out. He's hit the transfer portal. That was the big move. I missed that within like 10 minutes. It was gone.
Whoa.
Well, again, this is another notion. Sometimes the total doesn't move as fast. I bet under with a backup quarterback. So I ended up betting under 60. That's moved 5 points. I would still lean under.
Okay. Did you do anything in the Rose Bowl? And by the way, some of these openers, they may have been different at other spots, obviously. But I saw Utah and Penn State open up a pick 'em, and now the Utes are laying 2.5 or 3 pretty much on the screen. Did you do anything here?
I disagree with that line move. So okay. Penn State +3 for me would be. I get it. Utah is going to be pumped up. It's second year in the Rose Bowl. I think Penn State will be pretty pumped up. And I think Utah's defense is not as good as expected. Especially again, you go look through their games. Florida even gashed them in the run game. I think Penn State will be able to do that. What I'm getting at is I did bet over, and I like over quite a bit in that one.
And that's 51.5, 52 as we speak, the way it looks. Clemson opened 3 against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tigers are now 7. And obviously how they finished, now the new quarterback here with DJ going to the transfer portal, does it make sense to you?
I get that. I just think it's – I mean, how much is Hendon Hooker worth? I mean, I was questioning this in the Vanderbilt game. When that line was 14, I'm like, well, what's this line the week before? Is it 24? Is it 27? Tennessee goes out and wins 56-0. So this is another one, right? At the current number, I would take Tennessee +7. I know there's a lot of excitement about Kate Klubnik, and not only is Hooker out for Tennessee, the OC's out, maybe wide receivers out. So again, I go back to it, under. I don't think the total, all the absences for Tennessee's offense is impacted on the total. Under 64 looks good to me.
Okay, can you straighten me out on this with May? Wasn't he expected to be gone, but then the OC left? So now he's staying with Oregon, North Carolina. That number's sitting there at 13. What do you think of that game?
Yeah, so, I mean, number one, May's a legacy at North Carolina, his family. So I wasn't, buying all the transfer stuff with him. I really wasn't to begin with. And then I'm hearing whispers that him and the offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, didn't necessarily get along much. And Longo going to Wisconsin, people were reacting, well, that means May might have one foot out the door. And it was opposite. Longo leaving actually was a positive in May staying. Look, when those rumors going out, and I see the board lighting up, what do I do? Obviously, I took Oregon, some -11.5 there. I missed the 10. There was even 9.5 on the opening day bowl betting. But, keep in mind, not just May leaving. I mean, they have several transfers on defense. So I do think Oregon's the right side, even with May coming back.
What do you think about that total in the 70s for a bowl game?
The total, I really want to see how the totals do this year, because obviously I mentioned NFL preseason. You think lower scoring. I don't know if college is the same game. Maybe, if you're not caring as much, maybe there's more scoring. I mean, typically, guys, I mean, when you see a total in the 70s, I want to lean under.
Yep.
I mean, just especially the later the bowl game. Offenses are all about rhythm in college football in today's day and age. You miss 3 weeks when you're not on the practice field, you're missing that rhythm and timing with the pass game. Again, I'm going to tend towards more of the under.
A pretty decent move here against your Fighting Irish. They open up 5.5. Again, that was a number that I saw against South Carolina. And is this something where the Gamecocks just finished the season red hot with very impressive wins against Tennessee and Clemson, and now people were going to be betting South Carolina if they were a dog?
I did bet South Carolina. I just thought, people are going to overreact to what they just saw. So, I mean, I was anticipating the move on South Carolina, the two best performances of the season for them. I was also, Drew Pine's out. Market's going to probably overreact to that. I don't like Drew Pine as far as the starting quarterback for Notre Dame, but people are, Notre Dame's starting quarterback's out. Got to bet South Carolina. Mm-hmm. What I do think is substantial is Notre Dame lost their offense in the pass game, that being their tight end, Michael Mayer.
Yeah.
I think he's a rare tight end. It's probably worth a half point, maybe even a point. That's how important he is. We saw that tick down yesterday when he announced. So I was anticipating the South Carolina money. So that's why I bet it. If it creeps through 3 and continues to go lower, I think Notre Dame's the right side when it's all said and done.
Very good. And one more here. The Bruins, UCLA, opened up 4, now laying a touchdown. They're 7-point favorites against Pittsburgh. Do you agree with that move?
Yeah, I'm surprised DTR and everybody for UCLA is playing.
Yep.
So I'm not sure that's fully 100% yet. So it's very similar where, if you didn't hit it in those first 5-10 minutes, you missed the news. Total didn't move like it should have. So I did bet under 60.5 and under 60. And I still expect maybe some defections on the UCLA side that might bring that side down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think the under is the right play there with Pitt with a backup quarterback and still DTR, not 100% sure he's playing.
Any other news that you're waiting on that we need to know? Any other bets that you really, really like this morning?
One to keep an eye on. This was breaking last night. The situation in Mississippi State. It's just not one player for them. I don't know if you guys saw the kid that hit the transfer portal and then took some shots at Mike Leach. Mm-hmm. There might be a locker room issue there. And Mike Leach is not good in bowl games. When you got extra time to prep for his quirky offense, he's not good. Illinois, I think, is going to be a sharp side, and Illinois is going to take some money here in about half hour or an hour. Wink, wink.
There you go. All right. Excellent. We start next Friday with two games. You're involved in the Miami-Ohio game. And Troy-San Antonio is an excellent matchup. Then we have a plethora of games on Saturday. So can't wait to talk to you next week. A fantastic appearance. Thanks for getting up early.
Hey, thanks for having me as always, guys.
And go get him in a contest. There you go.
And I hope he wins that over in the Army-Navy game.
Good breakdown.
I just want to see.
How low can it go? It's like, the Iowa game. How will Connecticut go under 30?
They've been playing the limbo for 16 years. I want to see Bedlam. I want to see people just, how's this happening? I want to see 38-35. Yeah. I want to see it'll never happen. I want to see 1,000 yards of offense.
Yeah, no. 10-7.
How would 10-7. You like to see an in-play of, 81 and a half for an Army-Navy game?
Yeah, right. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com.
I think it's a very intriguing Thursday night football game. Again, only four of these left. Fast forward to March and April, where you're like, God, I would do anything for football.
You would.
Yeah.
Even if it's Jacksonville, Houston.
Yep. Well, is Mayfield going to play tonight? The current number with the point spread, some player props to look at, all coming up here and Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Make game day more chill with some extra cash. Play free during the college football season with the Coors Light College Football Pick'em. Join 15 free-to-play pools for your shot at $5,000 in weekly prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Coors Light Pick'em to join the action. Coors Light, perfect shot of refreshment. Got to be 21. Drink responsibly. DraftKings.com for details.
I am intrigued by this Thursday night game tonight. I think it's pretty fascinating. Many angles to this, many layers, and obviously I thought about that already, and then this week the Rams went and picked up off the waiver wire Baker Mayfield, and right now the point spread is the Raiders 6.5 at most spots. There might be a 6 out there lingering somewhere if you like them. Does it touch 7? It could maybe briefly at some point today, so if you want the Rams, maybe just pay attention to that. It could move there. The game doesn't kick off for another 12 hours. But I said this earlier. If we would find out that just out of necessity, the Rams have to go to Baker Mayfield tonight because Wolford can't play. He's questionable. He was limited this week in practice. And if for some reason they would say, we're going to go Baker over Bryce Perkins, I would be inclined to lay it actually with the Raiders. And I don't like lay. And although, Paulie, to your point, this is really going to be a home game tonight for the Raiders.
Yes. Well, what do they think of Perkins? If Wolford can't go, that they're going to start Mayfield. And it's a perfect discussion with Mike Pritchard coming up about how much can he know? Not to mention how bad he was, as you said earlier, with Carolina. The other thing, there's only 3 left after these, as you said.
Oh, I know. You have to enjoy them.
But certainly, yes, it's going to be should be a Raider home game. How do you come out and show your face if you're a Rams fan with this debacle? No Donald and how bad the season's going. But you're right, because of the... And also from a prop standpoint, based on who the quarterback's going to be, I don't want anything to do with any of the – I don't know what to make of these Rams players if it's Mayfield. With Perkins, I want Akers over and the right wide receivers under. But if it's Wolford, I want Jefferson over and more of the attack and the threat with the passing game.
Yeah, he'd be the guy that I would look at.
Yeah, he played well against Seattle, and they look good on offense. So did Akers, too, getting in there in the end zone a couple times. But remember, Seattle had to score late to win that game. So, but the Adams props are the one that stick out to me. when he's sitting there at 88 and a half receiving yards. It's brand name bias, I guess, with Ramsey's. He had a bad year. But the last five games, Adams 664 and seven touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean,
he should go off tonight.
Yeah, think about that. In recent games, he's averaging 13 targets per game, 133 yards and seven touchdowns in his last five games anyway. And to your point of Ramsey so far this year, he's allowing highs in reception percentage at 70% and touchdowns, which he has allowed seven already this year. And so he has been a, you know, it's been a total downgrade, or it's been his worst season by far as a pro. And then you don't have Aaron Donald there on the defensive line to create some havoc with the pass rush. And Adams gets open. I don't know how he does it every week. He looks like Cooper Kupp last year.
That's
He's
right.
open by 15 yards on some of these plays. Like, hey, and right. I think they've actually sent double coverage to him in recent weeks, and he's still getting by both these guys.
Yeah.
So did you see, by the way, his overall numbers? He's a couple hundred back of Tyreek Hill, but he's got 12 touchdowns overall. I mean, if he finishes with,
yeah,
is 20 doable? Ah, man, that's eight in, what, 5 weeks left? That's a stretch. But he's so hot that if he were to finish with like 20 touchdowns, I mean, he's going to, as good as like Tyreek Hill and Jefferson have been, he's going to have way better numbers in that category than both of them. Which, I took a flyer on him at 50-1 to be Offensive Player of the Year yesterday. I missed I missed out on Jacobs at 150 or whatever he was, so I took Adams at 50.
Okay. That's a good race between him and Kelsey. And that's available too.
Yeah, for most touchdowns.
Thanks for chiming in too, guys. Guy can find Mills 14-1.
Oh, you have to bet that.
Yeah. Guy. He's two back. He figures to play the rest of the year. He's thrown plenty of interceptions. And you have, who knows, maybe they shut Matt Ryan down. Matt Ryan at DraftKings is the favorite, minus 160. But Mills wasn't listed.
Yeah.
But he's not. They're going back to Mills. Fields is the second choice, 6-1.
I got
to
thank my parody account on Twitter. I saw the real person who runs it yesterday.
Okay.
In person.
Right.
And they were telling me.
No, it's great to meet these guys, right?
Yeah.
I got it. My guy's.
He's a good dude.
My guy met my guy from Minnesota. Funny guy.
Paulie Thoughts?
Yes.
He came out. Was he at the South Point a couple years ago?
He's a funny guy.
He was very funny.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a kick out of him. He was a good dude.
It's good. Yeah. Running the parody accounts.
Right.
Excellent. Yes. So, Allen is the third choice, by the way, at 8-1. But that is, yeah, this changes things now with him in there. And going back to Mills.
Mm.
And certainly a good race. Now, the touchdowns for rushing touchdowns, Jacobs is 5-1. I mean, who knows? We might be seeing something. Remember that year Portis had with Denver?
Oh, my God,
where
yes.
Didn't he have five touchdowns in the Super Bowl? For fantasy Super
yeah,
Bowl?
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
right. You could maybe see like a Portis or a sick type, a James Stewart type run here for Jacobs. And this is a sick fantasy run that goes on the rest of the year.
James Stewart also had five.
Yeah, did he?
Was that okay, on the road against the Buccaneers?
Is that what it was? Sure.
Yeah.
So you just see. So I'm looking at him at 5-1 to lead the league in rushing touchdowns as well. That this could happen here. But these two guys continue to just put up ridiculous numbers for the Raiders. And again, as we said Monday, don't rule them out. It's 7-1, not enough. But 7-1 to make the playoffs. Are we counting out the Chargers? Why not? They had the big win against Los Angeles. They can beat the other team in Los Angeles tonight. Doable schedule the rest of the way. Can still lose a game. I think 9-8 will get it done. And who knows what to make of the Jets, which you still hearing these awful quotes. To me, awful, about it still Zach Wilson has a chance here. So they're just waiting on Mike White to struggle and put him back in, which would be a major mistake.
And I'm telling you, like I said earlier, and this is, you know, with this Raiders outfit, let's say they were 7-5, which is very possible because they blew three games. We'll say, okay, but to hold out the Chiefs is tough. Let's say they're 7-5. Again, moving into the playoffs, if this team made it, and I understand it's Derek Carr. I don't really trust him. I'm not a fan of his. Both the weapons they have and how, like, the recent form, would you want to see this offense in the playoffs? Probably not, because now this dimension that they have with Jacobs was not really there last year. I mean, he's playing and funny, huh? They didn't pick up his contract. They ran him out there the entire Hall of Fame game, and now he's by far playing the best year, you know, the best ball of his entire career. And then Adams, in some categories, on pace to have his best season of all time, even though he was with Rodgers his entire career. Jacobs might be tough tonight. Again, his props are going to be huge because of recent form. He's averaging 161 yards on the ground on 28 carries and a touchdown his last 3 weeks. But the Rams allowed the eighth fewest rushing yards and touchdowns per game to opposing running backs, and no back has gone over 100 yards on the ground this year. No Aaron Donald last week. I get it. It was the Seahawks, so it was DJ Dallas and I think something called Tony Jones on the field. but they still really couldn't run the ball against the Rams defense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're down so many guys. And I'll bring this up again, too. For so many ways to bet these games.
Yes.
I think Daniel Carlson could be in play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Recently.
Points over, yeah.
Yeah, the Rams have allowed the third most field goal attempts per game over the last 3 weeks, and Carlson in that same time frame averaging 3.3 attempts per game, and the Raiders, they're averaging the most yards per game over their last three. In that same time frame, the Rams are allowing 399 yards per game, which is not good in the NFL. So maybe look at Carlson points over tonight.
What do you think of the total? I mean, that comes down to me also important who the quarterback's going to be for the Rams.
But I would say, yeah. Now,
how do you come out throwing the ball if it's going to be Baker Mayfield? And again, what can he know? You're not going to do that anyways with Perkins, but you're going to throw with Wolford.
Let's hear from Sean McVay. This is the head coach of the Rams. He told everybody why they actually picked up Baker Mayfield this week.
Okay. You have a player of his caliber come available, and you look at just the circumstances and the situation surrounding our quarterback room, we felt like it was the right move for us. He's a guy that I've always respected his game, liked a lot of things that he brings to the table. I've known him a little bit, just going back to even when we rode out to the combine together when he was training in L.A. and we sat next to each other on the Southwest flight with it being the only direct flight from LAX to Indianapolis. So, as far as his status for tomorrow, we're working through that kind of stuff. We just finished up. I mean, he literally just got here last night. Incredibly sharp guy. It was good to be able to be around him, but really we felt like it upgraded our quarterback room, gives us a chance to, you know, to have him in the building, and we'll see how it goes, and we'll take it a day at a time.
Well, it's a bad room. Upgrade the room, please. But again, that speaks to what they think of Perkins. But the other thing is, the latest is he's going to be active, and he has a real chance to play from NFL Network.
Yeah, I don't really care how sharp Baker Mayfield is. Maybe he has the entire playbook memorized. He's just not good. Now, in fairness, he's had like two good, you know, solid years in the NFL, but this year in particular, it was awful in Carolina. I will say, though, I think there's a good chance he's going to be the Rams starting quarterback next year.
Wow.
Or at least a decent chance.
Yeah. Wolford not happy.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
Ticked off with the news. But that's also tough, too, that he's hurt, but he practiced Tuesday. And then, I mean, why even run him out there, though? Unless he's, which I can't imagine he's 100%. Who's 100% at this point in the season?
Couldn't you see Stafford retiring? Yeah.
Yes.
I could, too.
Right. Yeah. And McVay should have gone to the booth.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. There were some crazy comebacks last night, including one very late to shock a really good team. Details on that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Crazy night last night in the NHL. Vancouver scores 6 goals, they win. Buffalo scores 9. What, they have 6 in the first period? Yeah. When does that happen? Edmonton wins and scores 8 goals. Good updated numbers. Ian Duncan, Canucks goal in the first 10. Yes, 15 in a row on the road. Islanders goal in the first 10. No, 13-1 run at home. Sabres goal in the first 10. Yes, 15-2 run. Thompson had 4 goals in the first period. 5 for the game. Favorites went 6-1 in hockey. NBA home teams 10-1 straight up. Lakers sat LeBron and AD, Raptors 7.5 up to 12.5, and the total 225 up to 230. They won 126 to 113. Miami Cornell over 149 up to 154. A couple people tweeted, I've never seen a college game this high in play in my life. I sure, it was 212.5 in play. 107-105 final. Miami gets the win. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos. Look at this. Right here at Circa and the High Limit. That's $125 a push. Triple double, where aces and a kicker pays the same as a Royale with cheese, and he gets it for $100,000. Ace, ace, ace. That's what he held. It comes ace and the kicker, and that lucky visitor makes over $100,000 with that win. I remember a guy hit for $400,000 on the same game about a month ago. People can't get enough of Ultimate X. It's on the DraftKings Casino, DraftKings app. Guy hits this. He gets the Royal 11 times. There's $4,400 for you. There you go. The correct hold holds 3. Comes 10 in the ace, and he gets it. Good for him. He says, I'm addicted to this game. It is a fun game. No doubt about it. $4,400 there. How about this video? Isn't this great, this picture? That's the dog celebrating, taking the photo as he was adopted. That is great. And it's also infuriating people who turn their backs on their pets and give them up and turn them in for whatever the reason is. Ridiculous. And then you just see the celebration because these guys are beaten down, a lot of them. And they're just standing there in the corner, and they're all depressed and sad, and no one loves me, and I don't trust humans anymore. Look at that photo. Put your hands in the air. Celebration time at the shelter. That is awesome. Thanks for sending that in as well. And look at this. The Venetian. $1,500 bonus to all the employees. The bonuses were given regardless of seniority or position. Fox 5 Las Vegas, the local TV station, had that. Good job there by the Venetian. And our friend Sean Higgs, been a loyal listener since day one. His son gave him a Christmas list. And on it, it says, I want a big booty Latina on it. So that's priorities. Sure, absolutely. Smart. I hope it's near top of the list, right?
Smart kid.
On the list there about what he wants.
I married one. So it's worth it, let me tell you.
There you go. One, lose some. It's a good one. The Jazz, from a 2-point dog to a 5-point favorite, it touched 7. And the under 238 down to 231. Total lose some. 124 to 123, the Jazz win the game. But as you said, they were 1 and 718 when trailing by 4+ points inside the final 10 seconds. Poole hits a couple free throws. They're down 4. They hit a 3. They get a steal. They lay it in with 1 second left. That'll do it. Jazz win. 124-123. Unbelievable.
They are sitting right now at the 10 seed. They're 500, and they're 2-11 away from home.
Golden State, yes. Yeah. My God. Yeah.
Thompson lost the defender. He apologized after the game. He goes, "It's totally on me. That can't happen." But another just bad performance by the Warriors. I mean, they scored 123 points, but Jesus.
Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. All right, eclectic mix as always. Good fun. What a night. NBA, hockey. Hockey's been crazy with the goals lately. And 6-0 Buffalo in the first period. And Thompson had hat trick. He had 4 goals in the first period. And then what's going on in the world of sports and baseball and Bogarts to the Padres and the money that's being thrown around there. And then life in the real world too, right? So how about this trade? I can't get over this trade. We traded Brittany Griner for the Merchant of Death, straight up. It's got to be a 3-for-1, right?
No, that's...
Merchant of Death?
The U.S. is getting future considerations.
Yeah.
They're getting a player to be named later, something other than this.
Unlimited vodka?
You can't trade the Merchant of Death for Brittany Griner.
Oh, this guy's not to be trifled with. Sure.
He's called one of the most dangerous human beings on the planet.
I got to get the quote.
That seems a little uneven to me.
Yeah. A former Soviet military translator termed international arms dealer. He was lured to Thailand and by a DEA sting that spanned 3 continents. The former chief of operations for the DEA told 60 Minutes he is one of the most dangerous men on the face of the earth.
Okay, so
it's a 1-for-1.
So he's Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
And she averages 11 points a game.
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
All right.
When he was 28, he started moving weapons, and he fueled civil wars across the world by supplying more sophisticated weapons, sometimes to both sides of bloody conflicts. If I wouldn't do it, someone else would, he told the New Yorker. Okay. That's right. The Merchant of Death.
That's a hell of a nickname.
Yeah. Wow. Sure. 2007, the DEA devised a plan to lure him out of Russia with an arms deal that would be hard to refuse. The agency hired an undercover agent to contact a trusted associate of the Merchant of Deaths about a big business deal. The exchange led to the first meeting between the DEA's fake arms buyers, who were posing as officials of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia.
Jesus.
A few hundred miles off the coast of Colombia. Did you ever see War Dogs? This reminds me of War Dogs.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Who's
in it?
It's Bradley Cooper.
No, I have not.
It's the big kid.
Jonah Hill.
And our buddy, who we got to get him on the show, Miles Turner.
Miles Teller.
What'd I say? Turner?
Teller. Yeah.
Teller. Right, Teller. It could have been better. I mean, that's a fascinating story, War Dogs, and how young these guys are and how much what they're doing selling arms and how...
I'll tell you what. I mean, if I'm a UFC fighter or a boxer, that's the nickname I'm going to go with.
Merchant of Death.
But yeah, but you can't give yourself a nickname. That's the worst move that you can do.
Yeah.
But I want to walk into the octagon and people are calling me the Merchant of Death.
Right, right. I also understand the trumped up charges here with, you know, 4 to 9 years for what she did. But still, in any event, it was a swap one-on-one. This guy, he, November 2nd, November 2011, he was convicted. Yeah, no protected picks. He was convicted by a jury in Manhattan, conspiracy to kill U.S. citizens and officials, delivery of anti-aircraft missiles, and providing aid to a terrorist organization. Minimum 25 years.
This is the Russell Wilson trade all over again.
Oh, my God. At least here.
Yeah. Herschel Walker, step aside.
Oh, yeah. The best part about that trade is Mike Lynn, who was running things with the Vikings. He goes, "We'll just give them picks." I mean, but he didn't realize, apparently, the look on his face, all-timer, when he realized, you know, if the Cowboys cut these guys, they turn into picks.
Right.
And he thought they would want the players. Jimmy Johnson's like, "These guys stink. We're 1-15. I don't care." Yep. And the look on his face when they're like, "We don't want any of them. We're cutting all of them."
All of them. Every single one of them.
Those are picks now.
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith got in the list.
It was unbelievable.
Sure. Started the dynasty.
Created a dynasty. Yeah, no
yes,
doubt.
It did.
No doubt. All joking aside, pro tip: I'm not a world traveler. Only been to Europe one time in my life, but know the country's rules that you're going to be going to.
Yes.
I mean, we just assume that, you know, that, hey, we can do this in the States. No, you can't everywhere else. The real pro tip of the hour here, and you get one every hour, and they're available for subscribers at vsin.com. For Brad Powers, of course, you're betting key numbers, not teams. Here's the example. In his power ratings, we asked him specifically about Georgia and Ohio State. His power ratings all year long have basically been Georgia about 3 points better than Ohio State. He bet Ohio State plus 7. I asked him if he would have bet, if the 7 was never available, would he have bet plus 6 or 6.5 at this point? He said, no, I would have been playing the waiting game to see if 7 comes available.
I love the answer to Georgia, Ohio State laying 2.5 against Michigan if they meet, considering they just played.
Oh, you have to bet Ohio State.
Yeah, prisoner of the moment. They were laying 9. Their power rating would go up because they would beat Georgia in that situation.
Yeah, it's Bama Georgia scenario. All over again from last year.
Yeah, great.
Same exact scenario. Yeah. So you get at least 20 pro tips every single day across the network, available for recent pro subscribers at VSiN.com. You can sort them there by sport and by show. This should be pretty good coming up next.
Oh,
Mike Pritchard on the show, former player, current VSiN host. His thoughts tonight on what the Rams should do with Baker Mayfield and their quarterback position coming up here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.